This is a rather controversial topic because for various reasons, the number is very difficult to be estimated. For example, according to Bulgarian historian Anna Luleva, an investigating committee at the Bulgarian parliament formed somewhere in the 90s estimated the number of 23,531 people who had gone through the labor camps in Bulgaria. However, independent researchers have estimated a much higher number, above 30,000 people. So it's interesting to explore this difference in terms of numbers, why the state authorities claim a different number from independent researchers. Is it possible at all to estimate the exact number of the victims? The difficulty is due to the fact that until 1951, there was no reporting system about who was sent to forced labor. In addition, these reports were kept strictly confidential, and some of them just disappeared when the Bulgarian Politburo, which was the Bulgarian party headquarters, decided to close down some of these camps. This was done in order to cleanse the archives and hide the traces. And finally, during the detention, during political oppression, false medical diagnoses were written in order to make murders look like deaths caused by chronic disease or accident. So basically, the estimation of the exact number is impossible. And this is not what is the most important thing. The most important thing is to be able to face the past and accept that this is also part of our identity.
And you've actually met some of the victims of this camp. Can you tell me what kinds of things people in the camp suffered?
In the labour camp of Lovech, which was established in the late 50s near a rock quarry in the outskirts of the city and existed until 1962, 149 inmates were killed. I'm going to quote the Bulgarian pop singer Bogdana Karadocheva, whose father was murdered there. And I'm quoting, "They smashed his head with ice lumps and stones in front of his inmates." It's interesting to add that she never saw the body of her father and his grave remained unknown. So she was never able to really mourn this loss. According to other survivors, the dead bodies of the victims were transported to a pig farm and were used to feed the animals there. So basically there was no trace of how many victims perished at these sites. And finally, according to one of the survivors of the camp in Belene, Mr. Ivan Semkov, who was an activist of the Bulgarian agrarian movement and who is originally from Lovech, beatings, interrogations, starvations were the daily life at the camps used to destroy the political opposition, particularly in the 50s and the 60s.
Was there any way of getting out of these camps, or once you were interned in this camp, that was the end for you?
I'd say that that was the end. I mean, there were people who survived, but because they were at the mercy of the guards, or they just were tougher and able to survive longer. But what Bogdana Karadocheva told me about her father was that when they, by they I mean the state security department, decided that the person had to be killed, then within 2 weeks, the person just disappeared, and very often without a trace. Very often these people were buried in mass graves in unknown locations. So there was pretty much no way out of these camps.
You've mentioned the father of a famous pop star in Bulgaria. There was also a famous violinist who died in one of these camps, wasn't there?
Yes, and his name is Alexander, or called Sasha Sladura. He was basically killed in Lovech. He's originally from Pleven, but he studied in a college in the city of Plovdiv. And then he got his education abroad. When he came back, he was imprisoned. Unfortunately, he doesn't have descendants. So this is also a very sad fact that many of these people were killed even before being able to form a family. Many of them were tortured and killed as underage minors. Some of them were in prison at the age of 16 or 17. So yes, he was one of these people.
What do you think has changed in Bulgaria today, or in the Lovech local government, that means that you are now able to address this past?
I believe that there is political will to acknowledge the history and to kind of bridge between official history and memory. The first change was the radical change in the last local elections when, for the first time over the last 20 years, there's a non-communist mayor elected in the city of Lovech. Of course, the Bulgarian Socialist former Communist Party was absolutely unwilling to tackle the issue because this would have immediate political implications. So immediately after another political party was elected, it became possible such a context to be created. Another reason is probably that the young people who don't very much remember the socialist regime but are interested in history are not afraid to tackle the issue because they don't have personal first-hand experience in these labor camps. And this is why I believe that such initiatives should continue in the future, because they would allow the victims and their families to experience moral rehabilitation. And this is how we could only claim that we can stand up for human rights, justice, and democracy.